Can California cars save the climate? That's one of the questions, and perfect for this couple of days after Earth Day. Energy and environmental reporter Judith Lewis-Murnett is on the KSRO live line with us. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning.
Now, California, it has done more than any regulating authority in the world to clean up cars. Is it enough?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. There's been a couple of criticisms. I mean, certainly California has done the most since about 1959 to clean up cars. The state is, we've always been ahead of federal standards, mm-hmm. and so we've always led the country. Right now, the way the California Air Resources Board is trying to clean up the car fleet is by enforcing this zero emission vehicle program where car manufacturers get credits for selling zero emissions vehicles. They can be battery electric vehicles. They can also be plug-in hybrids right now, and they can be hydrogen vehicles. The problem is, you know, those cars, they have, the battery electric vehicles have a limited range.
Yeah.
Hydrogen is very, very hard to get. And, you know, no one's quite figured out how to make it in large amounts enough to really fuel the infrastructure of California. So those cars aren't selling. So the question is, should California be incentivizing what car manufacturers call a milder form of clean car like the hybrids?
You know, I'm kind of maybe throwing you a curveball, but I was just reading today that this landmark legislation that California passed to tax fuel could actually end up hurting the environment, in that the regulators are going to lose the ability to crack down on big rigs in this legislation, therefore maybe causing more smog into the air.
The diesel regulations you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could happen. That's a completely different issue, though, because that gas tax is there for road repairs. It's not there. It wasn't meant to be a carbon tax. So a carbon tax is a much different thing, and a carbon tax would apply equally. I mean, it's worth noting that CARB also has a particulate matter standard for cars and trucks, which is what soot and, you know, the soot and smog that emits from diesel vehicles is covered by that particulate matter standard. But that's a whole different area of research and regulatory, you know, rulemaking that I don't think you want to get into.
Well, Judith,
I mean, it's complicated. Yeah,
it
shows you how complicated all of these clean air regulations are.
Well, the tentacles are far and wide, that's for sure. It seems, though, that the challenge is, and really has always been, the number of electric or other progressive kinds of cars that we buy, that the numbers need to be higher before all car makers will jump on board and start, you know, making them in droves.
Yeah, and so that's maybe true. And the problem is we have a chicken and egg problem, right? So
yeah.
People don't buy the cars, and people don't get educated about the cars and understand what they do until they're on the market. So you have to put them on the market and take the risk first before people adopt them. Now, you know, there's one of the things I wanted to explain when I wrote about it was there's this idea that the regulators can lead technology by saying, hey, you guys, we have this problem. We want to clean up the air. We kind of clean up the air with the car fleet because that's a really major contributor to all kinds of pollution, not just climate change pollution, but all kinds of pollution. So how do we do that? And we're saying to you guys, you know, we know the technology is there, and we want you to start rolling it out in mm-hmm. California and these other 9 states that can adopt California standards, that have elected to adopt California standards. So how do you do that? You know, you say, I mean, we did it long ago with the catalytic converter where the US EPA said to the car manufacturers, we know that you can fix this problem that we've got with carbon monoxide, you know, poisoning people in tailpipe emissions.
Right.
And so we're going to ask you to do it. And so then the manufacturer has to rise to the occasion and develop the technology that meets the standard.
And that's what I was going to say. The technology really needs to catch up to this idea, because until it does, I don't think there's going to be widespread usage of those kinds of vehicles, no matter how good they are for us. Judith, that's all the time we have, but thank you so much for spending some of your morning with us today.
Thank you for your interest.
A pleasure. That's energy and environmental reporter Judith Lewis-Murnett on KSRO.